Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
You're 10 minutes away from, what if the Cleveland Browns are in first place when Deshaun Watson is ready to come back after his 11-game suspension? That comes your way in about 10 minutes. And guys, plenty of people had plenty of things to say regarding Deshaun Watson and suspension. Key, you even mentioned it. If it was up to you, you would have fined him more than $40 million. You would have suspended him for the whole year. So many people had plenty of things to say about it, but it does come down to this. The NFL wanted a longer suspension. They want him to be fined, and they got that, and the NFL Players Association was complicit in making sure that was going to happen.
Yeah, they got it. They got what they wanted, and along the way, they probably made another mistake by allowing him to come back in Week 13 to play against the Houston Texans, but that's another thing. And I look at this way, Freddie. The NFL initially wanted a full year. They didn't get the full year, so they basically appointed another judge to take a look at it and make the decision, and then they decided to do a settlement because it would have probably, you know, let's say, for instance, they got the year. Now the NFLPA, they go to the court. Now you got to go to Supreme Court and District Court and do all this sort of stuff. So it was better to just settle the case and the situation. In that settlement, I think the economic economic responsibility should have been a little greater on Deshaun rather than $5 million. Mm-hmm. I know the NFL and the NFLPA both, or the NFL and the Cleveland Browns are both giving $1 million each to charity as well, but that's still not enough for me. And this situation is terrible. There's no question about it, but I would have taken him off the field for an entire year.
Yeah, I think when you look at it, Freddie, at the end of the day, the National Football League, their side, Deshaun Watson, his camp, and his side, they wanted to get this over with, both sides.
Yep.
And by settling it, you don't allow it to go to federal court. Also, you don't let the signee, Percy Harvey, have to make that decision and determine what the outcome is going to be or whatnot. And when you look at the NFL side of things, you look at Deshaun Watson side of things for the last few years or for the time this has been going on, it's been in the media massively, right? And going into this season, I think the NFL was saying, you know what? We just want this. Even though it's going to be talked about some, you don't want it to be talking about at the rate you think it would be if it was going to be going to federal court. And if you're Deshaun Watson, you just want to put all this behind you and get to playing football. Now, I agree with Key. I thought it should have been a steeper punishment for Deshaun Watson. But at the end, I still don't understand how you get from an entire season to 11 games. But some of the things I just mentioned, you can put that into context. But I'm just interested to see how things are going to go moving forward with the Browns organization, with the National Football League. But I will say this. Mm-hmm. One thing I do know about the National Football League, they don't care about nothing but their bottom line, because I can't wrap around my mind that Deshaun Watson is going to be going in Week 13 to Houston, Texas, mm-hmm. to play against the Houston Texans.
Somebody needed to be the adult in the room to use what the Cleveland Browns said about moving on from Baker Mayfield. And nobody was the adult in that room when it came to that arbitrary number of 11 games. And Harry, you mentioned the Cleveland Browns waiting to move on from all this now that the suspension handed down. Check out what Jimmy Haslam, Browns co-owner, had to say when the suspension was handed down, 11 games, a $5 million fine, and he used the term second chances regarding Deshaun Watson.
Here's what I think is that I think in this country and hopefully in the world, people deserve second chances, okay? I really think that, and I struggle a little bit. Is he never supposed to play again? Is he never supposed to be part of society? Does he get no chance to rehabilitate himself? And that's what we're going to do, okay? And you can say, well, that's because he's a star quarterback. Well, of course. But if he was Joe Smith, he wouldn't be on the headlines every day. So We think people deserve a second chance. We gave Kareem Hunt a second chance, okay? And that's worked out pretty well, okay? We're hoping this will work out, and we have strong belief it will. That doesn't mean we don't have empathy for people affected, and we will continue to do so. But we strongly believe people deserve a second chance. We believe Deshaun Watson deserves a second chance.
Especially when those second chance people, Key and Harry, have a lot of talent, like Kareem Hunt and Deshaun Watson.
Freddie, check this out. And Key, you too. Sometimes the best thing is to just, I don't know how the PR team wasn't right there at that moment cringing. I don't understand how they weren't, because I don't mind Deshaun Watson getting a second chance. I am a believer of people getting second chances, but you gave him a second chance and gave him $230 million guaranteed. That's different from a second chance in my eyes. When Michael Vick got a second chance, Michael Vick didn't get that $100 million contract, Key, until after the fact. He proved he was ready for that, right or wrong?
No. You're right, but also, a different situation, different circumstances.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, Michael Vick proved that he was back to Michael Vick, and so they gave him $100 million plus whatever it was deal.
Deshaun put the work in off the field
Deshaun was already under contract, and it was trade, and they needed a quarterback. So the circumstances was a little bit different.
Yeah.
I don't really know what to make of what Jimmy Haslett said.
No.
What I'm saying is, he's telling the truth.
Oh, absolutely.
He's saying the truth.
Correct.
People get second opportunities and chances. We've seen it across sports. We've seen it across politics. We've seen it across the world in general. I think what a lot of people are taken back is because it's immediately after the second suspension was handed down, there was a press conference, opposed to letting it rest a little bit, maybe taking a different approach, maybe Deshaun not saying anything at all, maybe the Cleveland Browns not saying anything at all, but the fact that he stepped out and he said something, and he talked about he's getting a second chance because he's a star quarterback, even though we already know why he's getting a second chance, I think that sits wrong with people. But at the same time, he's only telling the truth. We all know he's getting a second chance and got $230 million because he is a dominant football player. If he wasn't a dominant football player, Jimmy has it.
And he mentioned, he
tried to stop short.
I know.
He'd hurry up and clean it up.
Uh-huh. But it was too late.
It was too late.
Yeah.
That if he was Joe Schmo, it would be a little different.
Exactly.
He almost stumbled up and said that, which right. We already know.
Right.
I mean, we already know that. So, you know, Freddie, what are you going to say?
Right.
What are you going to say? And the PR team can't do nothing to him. He the owner.
Yeah, oh, that's what I'm saying.
And he's telling.
But that don't mean they weren't cringing, though.
But they probably told him something and he didn't even listen.
Exactly.
Absolutely. But when you're powerful people and you believe that no one can tell you what to do, you're going to do and say what you want. And
absolutely.
Jimmy Haslam has done that for more than a minute, and even Mina Kimes, ESPN NFL analyst and NFL Live, talked about how not just Jimmy Haslam, but even his wife, how both of them have handled this Deshaun Watson situation.
Well, I think this has been one of the more cynical episodes in recent NFL history, candidly, beginning with their decision to, of course, give Deshaun Watson $230 million in guaranteed money, the most guaranteed money ever given to an NFL player. And that's why I take issue with what he said there. You know, he says, well, people deserve second chances. And I think most people see the truth in that and understand it. But there's a difference between the concept of giving someone a second chance and giving them a reward of that magnitude. And that is what people take issue with here. It's not the notion, oh, Deshaun Watson never deserves to work again or be a part of society. It's the idea that you have decided to make him the face of the franchise.
Key and Harry, I'll throw this at you real quick. What if when Deshaun Watson comes back after 11-game suspension and the Browns are in first place in the AFC North, but Deshaun Watson is ready to play versus the Houston Texans? Then what? For this organization making that decision,
I'm gonna play Jacoby Brissett.
Facts.
Until such due time,
okay,
that I can't play Jacoby Brissett. And now the next question is: what if he goes on and wins the Super Bowl? That's the next one,
oh,
right?
Oh boy! All right, so fine. What if that happens?
Congratulations. you won the Super Bowl. Deshaun Watson is our quarterback in 2023.
But Freddie, when you say first place in the AFC?
No, AFC North. Let's say Deshaun Watson, 11-game suspension. Uh-huh. He comes back. This team is 8-3, 7-4, first place in the AFC North.
But see, what is that? Okay. See,
I need the picture to be painted better.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Because originally I'll be like, you know, Deshaun Watson has to be out there. He has to play. That's the investment mm-hmm. that they made.
Right.
But I think I need to know where the other teams in the AFC North are. I need to know where the other teams in the AFC are as well.
Okay.
It's a lot that factors into it,
the
decision.
Right.
If you're telling me they 7-4, what did it look like at 7-4?
Exactly.
Was the offense sputtering along? Did Baltimore all of a sudden lose Lamar again? Did Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals look like the Cincinnati Bengals are old? Like, what does it look like at that 8-3, 7-4 mark? Are we scoring 20 points a game and we're winning because the defense and Myles Garrett is in Jadeveon Clowney, a sack fumble, scooping scores? That's how you got to look at it. But let's say the offense is clicking and they're rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stick with Jacoby Brissett in such due time that I need to put Deshaun in. Okay.
Yeah, if we're having this conversation during those times, like Jacoby Brissett has surprised a lot of people. He has been the guy that can get it done. He's in a flow. He has this offense clicking. Then, yeah, that's a different ball game. Then you have to stick with the hot hand. If it's anything less than that, then you have to play Deshaun Watson.
Great stuff by Keyshawn Johnson. Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Don't forget to listen to KJM on your smart speaker. Just say play ESPN Radio. Let's bring in Tony Grossi. Does a great job, part of the landondemand.com/ESPN Cleveland. Hit him on Twitter, Tony Grossi, joining us here on KJM. Tony, we had the 11-game suspension, the $5 million fine. A lot of reaction outside of Cleveland. What was the reaction in your city when this was handed down yesterday?
Well, I think this whole acquisition has polarized the Browns fan base, and the fan base still has not been able to celebrate what should have been, you know, one of the biggest transactions in the history of this franchise. And it hasn't changed. I mean, there are still a lot of people who are unsatisfied with Deshaun Watson's lack of contriteness, and also with just having him as the face of the team, based on the unsavory, you know, details of all these complaints against them. And there's also a large portion of fans who, you know, are saying today, oh, good, you know, we got him for the stretch run in December, and this can still turn out the way it was supposed to. So the bottom line is it's polarized here in Cleveland.
Tony, let me ask you a real serious question. What are people in Cleveland, and not just in Cleveland but other places, expecting for Deshaun Watson to say? Like, what are they anticipating for him or wanting him to say? Do they want him to say, I did this and I'm sorry for doing it and I'll never do it again? Like, I just don't understand what they expect for him to say.
Yeah. Well, that's a good question, Keyshawn. I don't know the answer, what everyone wants, because the details of, you know, Sue Robinson's report paint a pretty ugly picture. But I think they did want a little bit more than stating, I'm innocent. I did nothing wrong. I didn't disrespect these women. And yet, you know, he's settled 23 civil lawsuits and really, you know, this NFL settlement. Why did you settle if you did nothing wrong? So I think they want the truth. They want him to be honest. And you know, Watson's attitude was kind of tipped off on his introductory press conference when he was asked, you know, did you change your mind? You know, why did you change your mind? You originally turned down the Browns, and then they offered you a fully guaranteed contract. And he said it wasn't about the money. I mean, right then and there, if he would have just fessed up and said, of course I did it for the money. Well, anybody would. That's what changed his mind. So it seems like, you know, ever since then, it's hard to believe anything he says.
Yeah, here's what I would say. I don't know if you've been listening today, yesterday. I would have suspended his ass for an entire season, and I would have taken $40+ million, call it $46 million from his pocket, and out of suspending an entire year. Now, just because he settles, many people in this world settle on things that they want to get it out of the way. They don't want to deal with it and let it carry on with their life. Just because he settled doesn't mean that he did some, like he's admitting guilt. That doesn't, people do it all the time, and whether it's NFL owners, whether it's players, whether it's businessmen, politicians, lawsuits happen, people settle. We know he did something, right, Tony? We don't know what the something is, and we may never know what the something is because of NDAs and things of that nature. I think, though, for him and for people to think that he's supposed to stand up at a podium and be rushed by the media to answer tough questions at a time where he's trying to walk lightly, I want people to understand he's not going to give you anything. You're getting nothing from him but that, because he doesn't want to be crucified out there in the world. If he said, well, you know, I did do some stuff. He's not going to do that. He's not going to do that. That's why I think the suspension is too light and the fine is too light, because we know he's not going to do it. So hit him in the wallet heavy and take him off the field for a year.
Yeah. Well, I agree with the hit him in the wallet. See, I think the penalty strikes me as the Browns are getting, and their fans are getting penalized more than the player. You know, suspending him for each game is not costly to him because of the structure of his contract. It's more costly to the team and their fans that their, quote, star player is not going to be available. I would have liked to seen it more heavy on the fine and even fewer games, maybe 8 games. That way you're not penalized. The Browns did nothing but ticked all the NFL off by giving them a guaranteed contract. You know, they weren't complicit with his acts back in 2020, 21. The Houston Texans were.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's been proven. That's why they paid off 30, you know, possible suits coming their way. And yet the Browns are the ones paying the price for acquiring this player. And that strikes me as not fair.
One of the main people who thought about bringing in Deshaun Watson was owner Jimmy Haslam. What do you think about his comments about giving Watson a second chance?
Well, you know, the example of Kareem Hunt is real, and Kareem's been not only a real good player, but you know, outstanding off the field since he's been here. It didn't strike me as it did you guys. I've heard the show this morning. It didn't bother me. I just thought that Haslam was getting very irritated by the tone in the questioning and the interrogation, and he just threw up his hands and used that defense for their actions. So that's the way I felt about it.
Tony Grossi does a great job for thelandondemand.com/ESPN Cleveland. Hit him on Twitter, Tony Grossi, joining Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. We threw this question out there about 5 minutes, Tony, before we had you on. Let's say the Cleveland Browns, no matter what it looks like, 7-4, 8-3, first place in the AFC North. What does your gut tell you about what they're going to do when Deshaun Watson is ready to play versus the Houston Texans?
Well, I think that's a problem they'd love to have. But I would think if Watson is ready, you know, he gets kind of a rolling start with the terms of this suspension to practice 2 weeks prior to his first game of eligibility. And if they don't think he's ready, if Brissett does have a hot hand, and by hot hand, I mean, is he, you know, the reason they win in the fourth quarter, or are they just handing off to Chubb and Hunt and hanging on? But if he's the reason they're winning games, I think they could easily stall Watson's return by saying he's just not ready. He needs a few more, you know, he needs another week, and just go week by week. But I don't think anybody really envisions Brissett being the reason for them winning games. They hope he's not the reason they lose games. So in your scenario, I would think that Chubb and Hunt are just dynamite for them to win 7 of those 11 games. And their defense and even the improved special teams are the parts of the team that are really getting the wins.
Hey, Tony, great stuff, my friend. Keep us updated because we know there's still more to come despite this suspension. And thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Tony Grossi from thelandondemand.com/ESPN Cleveland. Like we mentioned, hit him on Twitter at Tony Grossi. Let us know at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Was Deshaun Watson's punishment of 11 games and a $5 million fine severe enough? 888-729-3776. We'll hear what you have to say, but first, hear what Harry has to say when it comes to FanDuel.
Start the second half of the baseball season the right way and turn your K's into cash and big hits into big wins with FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Just sign up using promo code PLAY. Place your first bet, and FanDuel will give you up to $1,000 back in match bets if you don't win. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code PLAY to get started with your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, and Freddie Coleman. Presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. And don't forget to listen to KJM on your smart speaker. Just say play ESPN Radio. So we've had our thoughts in terms of Deshaun Watson's punishment. Was it severe enough? Key thinks 11 games and $5 million is not severe enough. He should have been suspended the whole year and fined a lot more than $5 million. And Harry Douglas is kind of in line with that. What do you have to say at 888-SAY-ESPN? 888-729-3776. Charles in Memphis, was Deshaun Watson's punishment severe enough for you?
Well, let's be honest, guys. It was a little light. It was a little light. And I'll say this, on the back end, he can come out ahead if he goes to counseling and he comes back with a different outlook. But I want to point this out, and guys, just hear me out real quick. I don't think y'all are looking at the historical significance of the questioning this morning, because 30 years ago, this would have been three white guys asking this question on a radio station. We have three black successful men asking a question about another black man, and they can have an opinion without that blowing up the world, and it doesn't have to coincide with the rest of black America's opinion. I think that's significant in its own right.
For the first time, Key is speechless on this show.
Well, no. I was waiting for you to...
No. You guys can weigh in. This is our show together. You know how that goes. You don't have to wait for me.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate what Charles is saying. That's our intent. That was always my intent, is to be able to be a powerful black voice on a national radio show, but not just for blacks, but for everybody. That I give formed opinions based on everybody, not based on one race versus another. I feel the same way about the Ben Roethlisberger situation. I feel the same way about Deshaun's situation and any other egregious act by anybody in America or anybody in society in general. So, you know, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I just also think it's good that we have come to a time, though, Key, with me, you, and Freddie, we can all be on a national radio show and give our input on these things from our lens and what we think and how we view it as well. I will say, when it comes to a guy like Deshaun Watson, and listen, Deshaun Watson, when I was with the Atlanta Falcons, he was our ball boy for 4 years, right? He was our ball boy. So I was right there with him a lot of the times. Now, with that being said, I also feel like what has transpired is not cool, right? Now, granted, he said he didn't do anything, whatnot, but we have over 20-plus women coming out and saying these things, and all their stories are, you know, similar. And it's not even about, you know, I have a daughter. Yes, I have a daughter. I have mom. But it's not about that. It's about... morally, as a human being, you know what I mean? Seeing things from that perspective. And I think, and I said this yesterday on a different show, I just think we have come to a point in our world to where money is over everything, right? And we sometimes we become unmorally as a country because of that. And I'll be honest with you, I don't like that this country is like that. I don't like that people are like that, but I understand that business is business, but that's where we are in today's world.
Yeah, business and talent will go hand in hand. And it's not so much how much you're worth to yourself, but how much worth you are to a business. And many people in the NFL, especially Cleveland Browns, believe Deshaun Watson, despite those transgressions, is worth enough to have that kind of contract despite an 11-game suspension.
Yeah. Yeah. And as I said before, I don't know what he did. I know he did something. I don't know what the something is.
Yeah, the smoke is too good.
But much like Harry say, when you have a number that is as alarming as the number that he has, they ain't all just get together and just say boom, 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 boom.
Right.
You could be a conspiracy theorist all you want and come up with all sorts of things. In the end, he knows what took place, and so do the individuals. Now, as a football player, he's going to be rewarded just like other football players have been rewarded when they play, when they're really good, no matter what the situation is. I once remember somebody telling me, a famous coach, Hall of Fame coach, telling me, teams and owners want to win so bad that if Charles Manson could play football. No, seriously. He said, if Charles Manson could play football, they figure out how to get him out of jail so he could play and help them win games. That's how desperate people are to win.
And we know the Cleveland Browns, who have never won a Super Bowl championship.
You think about it, though, Freddie and Harry.
Where's
the
lie?
That's crazy.
How many?
No, it's not a lie. Yeah. It's just crazy to hear.
Yeah, because they will make excuses because that matters a lot to them. Money, power, and prestige. And they're willing to sell souls, no matter whose soul it is, especially going to get them closer and closer to achieving that goal. And we've seen that happen time and time again, and not just with the Cleveland Browns.
And that's where it lies, is being immoral to me. Because at the end of the day, you don't care about what's really going on. All you care about is wins and losses.
First world problems.
But Deshaun is not the first.
No.
And he won't be the last.
No,
not at all. You're right.
You know, you can just keep going, man. Come on now. Ben Roethlisberger situation. Okay? Same sort of situation. Being accused of something. Got suspended, but wind up presuming his career and making hundreds of millions of dollars along the way and winning championships. And people don't really talk about it much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It could be mentioned when things like this come up, but it's not an everyday conversation.
Yeah,
no, because he won games.
Yep.
And winning is the ultimate sanitizer. Tony in New York, thanks for hitting us up on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, and Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio at 888-729-3776. Tony in New York, was Deshaun Watson's punishment severe enough?
I think it's over severe for me. It's too severe for me. But I'm going to just say it's like this. Hypocrisy. The owner's supposed to be held to a higher standard. Okay, so I'm going to just run them down quickly. Owner of Cleveland Browns, a couple of years ago, the feds were trying to get him. Then we get the tape with Kraft vanishing. Then we got my guy out here in the South Pacific of France just floating around so he can get away from subpoena from Congress. And this was the Colts owner, Irsay.
Yep.
Drugs, alcohol. I'm like, come on. It's the same thing. And then you could cut it quick. It's like, hey, the players' union, man, to me, they're soft. They should talk to baseball players' unions, because the players seem to always get screwed, if that's the case. And Deshaun Watson, he's guilty as all get out, but I always have friends. Don't they go look for stuff before you go to fans only, massage parlors or something? Somebody research for you? I mean, like, damn.
What I would say to Tony and what he's saying, is he right? Yeah, he's 100% right.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing, though, and I bring up the term conflict of interest. When you have a guy like Roger Goodell, and then now you have these owners who pay Roger Goodell's salary, then you look at things differently if you're Roger Goodell. Now, and it, once again, Freddie, I'm going to keep bringing it here. It goes back to being immoral, because now you're afraid to tick off people who are paying your salary.
Oh, he's never going to do that.
No. No, it's not going
to
happen.
He knows his job description. That job description is to be a front for the owners.
Correct.
He does that job extremely, extremely well, to the tune that his direct deposits are not going to stop, because he knows exactly his job description. I'm going to go back to something he said about when the Players Association, and Key, you can speak on this as well. Every time something like this happens, the owners know the players are going to back down, that the players are going to cave. And I don't know if that's a reflection of the players in this day and age in the NFL, or DeMar Smith, the executive director, but whatever that is, the NFL basically collectively bargained to say, we're still going to have some kind of control over player discipline, even though the NFL should not be involved in something like that. But they were in charge of bringing sure the independent arbitrators in the situation were going to make that decision, and then they settled, and it worked out for the NFL and not for Deshaun Watson.
You know, I think Roger Goodell, depending on the situation, he handles all the situations a little bit differently. If you remember, several years ago, Jerry Jones didn't want him hired.
Absolutely.
So
tried to get him out of there.
Tried to get him out. So he handles situations differently depending on who it is, I believe. I think that's the way he does things. You know, was the situation is the owners that have been into trouble in the National Football League, are they getting the easy role? Do people ignore? Yes, they do. They're the damn owners. They're the ones who make up the league.
Mm-hmm.
So they get a different set of rules than the players.
And you're not saying, just to clarify, you're not saying it's right.
No, I'm not, just to clarify, because some people
listen, I don't want them to think that you're saying that's okay. No, he's not saying by any means that's right.
If they think that that's what I'm saying, they're not very smart.
Right. They don't understand rules of engagement.
They don't understand rules of engagement. But what I will say is the owners got their own set of rules, their own type of suspensions. They said they're in a different bucket.
Yep.
You're not going to hold the owners and the players to the same standards, even though we want that to be the case.
When they're paying your salary.
It's just not going to happen. Just not going to happen. Calvin Ridley, integrity of the game, he gets a whole year.
Yep.
Misses out on whatever he was going to make, $8 million, whatever the number is. Then you got Stephen Ross of Miami Dolphins, integrity of the game. Same integrity of the game.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what he did versus what he did, I think one was so much more egregious and ridiculous than the other.
Yeah.
Because he actually has the power in Stephen Ross to reflect the outcome of a game. Calvin really ain't got no power to do that. He doesn't have any influence to do that. Stephen Ross actually had the influence to do something to cause issues in a game. But all he gets is $1.5 million, which is his gas money on his yacht.
It's probably less than his gas money.
And a few draft picks that probably don't even matter.
Yeah, believe me, NFL owners, they're not going to have their pocket money, Mr. Keem, especially when it comes to players and player discipline.
Wouldn't they find him $1.5 million?
$1.5 million.
Yeah, that's the gas. That's the gas.
You can't come back until October. So
come back where? Where you coming to?
No, sorry.
where you going? First of all, to have to come back. Think about it.
Yeah, very true.
He can't be involved to October. Involved in what is he doing?
Yeah, he's
he ain't calling plays.
No, he's not. He's at home.
He ain't picking players.
He's at home having a Sunday party.
He can concentrate on some high rise he getting ready to build in another country or something.
He's Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman of Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. We're going to have more of this involving Deshaun Watson at suspension and maybe Jacoby Brissett maybe having competition at quarterback. That comes your way in about 20 minutes. And we got a public service message, not just from the Dallas Cowboys, but from everybody else, Antonio Brown. Stop talking. That's after that key has this from Granger.
For all the ones who get it done, Granger is always there to help. Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. So simply just call or click Granger.com or just simply stop by.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Granger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, and Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play KJM. And yeah, we're going to let Harry Douglas crawl a little bit. His Atlanta Braves take 3 out of 4 from my New York Mets. I don't think Keyshawn's going to take part in this because his Dodge is so far ahead in the NL West. He
doesn't
say anything. But, Harry, your team finally beat my team for the first time in 3 series. So if you want that crow, give you that crow, you can have that crow.
Freddie, why do you sound so disappointed when you're talking about
it? I'm not disappointed. I know my team still has a 3.5 game lead over your team. You still got to catch us from that standpoint. So, hey, if it makes you feel better taking 3 out of 4.
Seriously, though, Freddie, after the last series that these two teams played and the Mets won 4 out of 5, mm-hmm. I thought it was very imperative going into this series that the Braves actually won 3 out of 4.
Absolutely. I don't disagree.
Because you just didn't want to be that far away division-wise. And the reason why that's important, because you want to try to avoid playing the Dodgers.
Yes!
Early on, right? You want to play the Dodgers when you get to the NLCS. You don't want to have to play them before then and before that time.
Running from competition.
But now, you know, the Mets are still up 3.5 games. But I enjoy watching a flustered DeGrom yesterday. Jacob the great Jacob DeGrom, the 2-time Cy Young award-winning DeGrom. I enjoyed that, him throwing his pumping his fist down because he's angry. But I also want to give a shout-out to Alex Anthopoulos, because what he's been able to do with this Braves team and the farm system and being able to find this young talent has been amazing. You talk about Michael Harris, the second, who had that game-winning I won't say game-winner, but
sure was.
It was the game double to bring in Grissom, who, another young talent that they have, signing Austin Riley. Not to mention, you have Ozzie Albies, who's going to be coming back as well. But they just have a lot of young, phenomenal talent. Spencer Strider, who's been able to do tremendous things from a pitching standpoint. But I say, after this series, which was tough, they start today against the Houston Astros, who just scored 21 runs in a game.
Yeah, they put up a football score.
Now, luckily, they don't have to face Verlander or Valdez, but you still have to face that lineup that can put up points at runs at any given time.
For my money, the only team that can compete with the Dodgers in the NL, and it's nothing against my Mets, would be the Atlanta Braves.
Let's go, Dodgers!
But the Dodgers are so good. Good luck to you trying to take down that team, because they can pitch. They don't give away innings. They can definitely swing the bat. So whoever gets a chance to face that team.
Hollywood Swingers.
Yeah, there you see. I knew he would come around. I called the Dodgers Hollywood Swingers, and the L.A. kid came around.
Freddie, I forgot to ask you this before we go out.
Uh-huh.
Who beat the Dodgers last year?
That was last year.
I know, but defending champions. Defending champions.
You this
said
is
I
now.
Don't care about us. What's going on now?
There we go. Getting in the zone with the Houston Astros. Boy, they were in the zone yesterday. They beat the fool out of Chicago White Sox, scoring 21 runs on 25 hits in a 21-5 blowout win. Get in the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the Zone, AutoZone. With Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman, and Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80. Antonio Brown, stop talking. You came after Tom Brady about calling him out for leaving the team and Tampa Bay to attend to personal matters. And, oh, no, that wasn't good enough for him. TMZ asked Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, if he thought Antonio Brown ever played for the Cowboys. In response to Antonio Brown telling Jerry Jones to call me, Jerry Jones Key did not seem interested. He said, we're good, but we want to give these young guys a real chance to make this team. This Cowboys receiving corps taking a lot of hits. They still see CeeDee Lamb, but how good can they actually be as they try to get back into the swing of things with Dak Prescott and an offensive line that has a lot more questions than we've seen in recent memory?
Well, they got a young group in CeeDee Lamb and an injured Micah Gallup coming back. And so when you start to look at what this team could potentially be, passing game is going to have to go through CeeDee Lamb. He's going to have to grow up extremely fast to become the number one wide receiver, moving in the role and replacing Amari Cooper, who is now in Cleveland. It's a difficult task, though, when you're not used to doing it in the National Football League. Not that he can't do it.
Right.
He's just got to get used to doing it. And it's going to start sooner rather than later, because in the passing game for them, he's the guy. Dalton Schultz is a tight end, but when you talk about perimeter play, CeeDee Lamb, he was the number one guy at Oklahoma. In college, it's easier to be a number one guy. A lot of guys that are number one guys in college turn out to be twos and threes in the National Football League. So hopefully for their sake, and Dak Prescott and everything, it goes the way they want it to. And as far as Antonio Brown goes, man, just A-B. So, you know, it's whatever. I don't think Jerry Jones, Jerry probably was like, whatever, man, I can't deal with that right now.
Yeah, I think it's a different ballgame, Key, like you just mentioned. being that number one guy. Now defensive coordinators or head coaches on opposing teams, when they stand up in that meeting on Wednesdays and they go over game records, right? And defensive coordinators, you know what? We're going to focus on stopping CeeDee Lamb. We're going to double coverage. We're going to put our best corner on them. Different regards, man, versus having somebody on that opposite side that can kind of draw attention as well and leave you one-on-one at times. Now, I will not sit up here and say CeeDee Lamb can't do it. It's just that I have to see it get done with him being in that role. But they have some young guys in Jalen Tolbert, who they drafted out of South Alabama. They also have Dontario Drummond out of Ole Miss, another nice big-bodied guy, Ja'Cory Roberson, who was in Wake Forest. I watched him a ton last year covering college football. So they have some guys, I think, with the right coaching and the right reps that can get some things done. But I just still think they're far off of that spot. I'm interested to see when Michael Gallup's going to be able to come. He's a guy that tore his ACL in January, so I wouldn't assume him being there for the first few games of the year. And what is he going to be able to be when he does come back? I mean, we know what he was before he got tore his ACL and got hurt. Is that going to be in the back of his mind? Can Jalen Tolbert take that step? Can Dalton Schultz and then Jake Ferguson that they drafted out of Wisconsin, can they be more of a two tight end team as well and try to take advantage of defenses that way? Those questions are up in the air and to be determined as well.
Let me tell you, Freddie.
Okay.
When you break the huddle and I look over there and I come in the huddle, first of all, and I know what the defensive personnel is, and when I break the huddle and I go left, and I see a dude with a bandana on his head hanging out the back, and he got a 21 on, and I go, damn. That's when you know.
Right.
Okay? When I break that huddle, when 21 is out there, and he got the little bandana hanging out, and he got the gold chain on that say Prime on it, and you sit there and you go, damn. Or then when you go back into another game and you break the huddle, and you look out there, and you see a 24 with strong hands and little muscles, and he following you everywhere you go, that's when you know. And that's what CeeDee Lamb has to get to.
Yeah.
Where when Ty Law is covering you, or you break the huddle, and you get out there, and there's a little skinny dude named Dale Carter chasing you all over the field, that's when you know. Mm-hmm. Or 24 in Ty Law, or 24 in Champ Bailey.
Mm-hmm. 21 or 20, in Deion Sanders.
Or 21 in Prime, or 28 in Sam Madison, or Patrick Surtain in 23. Mm-hmm. Like, that's when you know. It's like, oh, okay, they view me as the number one guy. And when CeeDee Lamb gets there, then we know he's done it.
Yep.
Until then, that ain't the case.
Yeah. If anything, Dak Prescott can't just be about a number one wide receiver. It's got to be how he can spread the football around.
Yes.
And give those guys confidence. And it used to be in situations like this, guys, you could rely on your running game and your defense. I think the Cowboys' defense is going to be really good. They could be a top 15 defense in the NFL. But for the first time in a long time, a lot of questions about that offensive
break
line.
Break the huddle, we'll be like, damn, Eric Allen got to cover me? Damn.
But I'll say this really quick about their defense. I think they need to be better at man-to-man defense. I think some teams took advantage of them man-to-man defense last year. Granted, you pick and choose, you know, your battles, but I think they do have to be better in those regards.
Man, where's Sean Springs covering me, man? Go cover somebody else.
Nope. Guys traveled.
Right.
When you're number one wide receiver, you had company. You were popular.
Man.
CeeDee Lamb's going to be very popular with opposing defenses because he's the one guy that can be a difference maker, and they're going to have to make Dak Prescott, they're going to make Dak Prescott go to other people to prove they can step up. We'll see if they can do that with the Dallas Cowboys. Either way, it's going to be a very interesting NFC East because a lot of people loving the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Cowboys, who won this division last year, have a lot more questions going in, especially on the offensive side of the football. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That gives you a chance to join the conversation here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Can Deshaun Watson ever become Deshaun Watson again like we saw in Houston? That's next.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.